Here they come again, Aston Villa. Weimann on the right-hand side. He saw the near post and it's gone in. And it's Joe Cole. They're looking for offside at Burnley. But Cole played on, prodded in at the near post. Well, his performance deserves the goal. Good ball in from the right-hand side from Weimann. And Cole pokes it in at the near post. And Villa Lee closing in at half-time by 1-0. Here's Danny Ings into the midfield area. Chip forward for Djukovic. Djukovic trying to put it when he pulled down. Yes, he won. It's a penalty to Burnley. Okore on Djukovic. The ball was chipped forward. Djukovic got in a good position. He was halfway around the other side of Okore. It's a yellow card, even though they're looking for a red, the Burnley home fans. But it's a penalty to Burnley with 5 minutes to go. Okore on Djukovic. Danny Ings for Burnley. In the penalty spot. Runs it right foot in. He passes straight down the middle. Guzan sent diving away towards his right-hand side. And Burnley celebrate. Ings from the spot makes it 1-1. And that elusive victory evaporates.
But we should have been, I thought we should have been out of sight in the first half. Some of the football we played was excellent, really good. And we got the goal from a guy I thought was outstanding for an hour, Joe Cole. And we lose a poor, poor goal. Obviously, Gabby loses it in the bad area of pitch. And then it travels a good bit in the air. And maybe Llorez got caught in the... Which is only a mistake Llorez made in the whole game. But no, I thought we deserved to win that.
It was plenty of physical battle in the second half, excuse me. But the first half was free-flowing football. As you say, some of the best we've seen from Villa this year. What clicked?
I just think the lads played and they looked really good. Everything was great. I said Cole was being instrumental in that role that he can play. Just wish I had said to him in there that I wish he was 5 years younger. You've got a hell of a player in your hands, but 5 years might not be what you afford him right now. But I thought for the hour he was on, he was fantastic.
I bet he wished he was 5 years younger as well.
No, yeah. We all do.
Was there any worry at all putting him in? It's his first start in almost 12 months.
Yeah,
in the league.
No, because I think in training, when I've watched him in training, he's getting better and better, and some of the things he does in training is outstanding. So I knew I wouldn't get 90 minutes out of him. I knew about an hour mark would be enough for him, but that hour was excellent.
What did you say in the second half? Because it was a change slightly from the very open play that we saw in the first. Did you want to band down the hatches slightly?
No, not at all. No, we don't have the personnel to do that. It was the same as the first half. Go out and get the second goal. And we did have chances again, never took them. And when they score that last little 5 minutes or so, it puts you on the back foot. So it's always difficult against a team that's just promoted. But I thought that was a game that got away from us.
Is there anything to say to the fans, because it is 9 games now without a win, but that's a confidence-boosting performance, I guess?
Well, as I said, everybody wants to win and see a game through, and we've got to find that solution to win the game. Any other circumstances, when you come away from home, you get a point. Sometimes it's looked as a good point, but I thought this was a game that we should have won.
And just Kieran Clark came off late on. What's the scope with his?
He had a wee bit of blood vision. He had the knock and roughly about the halfway line. So hopefully he'll be okay.
Should be all right because it's a bit of a makeshift back four otherwise, I guess.
Well, that's the thing as well. We've got 3 centre-halves out as well. Fabian Dale's been out. And obviously Christian being out, and obviously Christian's back for Tuesday night, so that'll be a plus.
Late goals are a bit of a problem for you at the moment. Is that because, by and large, you're chasing the ball? But I mean, today you had more of the possessions. So again, that late goals just cost you again.
I just think it's a mistake, Mark. I just think it's a mistake. We shouldn't have lost the ball in the middle of the pitch when we secured possession. So it's nothing to do with fatigue or chasing the ball. That was just poor play on our behalf.
Do you think it was a penalty?
Well, I've not really seen it in the video, or whatever you want to call it. But I think you're clutching at straws if you think, because you're away from home in the crowd and that. So I have to see it again, but we'll see.
What do you take from today's game that maybe you've also taken from West Ham and the recent draws?
Well, certainly playing well enough to win games. As I said, in my own opinion, one of the best strikers when he's on his game in Europe, let alone Britain, when Benteke comes back. So he had a good bit of power and finishing touch to it. So there's goals in it, there's no two ways about it. But I just think the performances after that run of games is certainly getting better.
We talk about Tuesday night, and you will have Christian back. That's got to be good news. Is there anybody else that's going to be coming back for that one?
No, it'll probably just be Christian. Obviously, Fabian and Nathan and Ron and Philippe are still struggling at the minute. Christian will come back, but he's not a bad player to come back.
And again, what kind of a boost would that be? Because there were several crosses flying in there today. You wished he was on the end of.
I think the way we played today, and I think if he was up front, I think he'd have got a couple anyway, you know. And but listen, that's the way it goes. You take a point, as long as you don't lose a game. Let's be honest, we could have lost it towards that little 5 minute end, and that would have been a travesty if we did. But the way we played, we looked very, very good.
And the Sellers Park, like Turf Moor, one of those places you're going to have to deal with the intimidating atmosphere and again, probably a similar approach from Crystal Palace.
Yeah, another challenge. They've done great last year under Tony, and obviously Neil's went in there, so a great atmosphere it always is at Sellers Park. So, we'll go down there, and if we do that and play that way, then and we'll take you up front, then we'll certainly be in the game.
See, that first win, or the win, is getting closer.
Well, I hope certainly that's what you're trying to aspire to. And as I said, we came here, and I thought, as I said before, it's as well as you've seen us probably more than anybody. That's as well as you played for a long, long time.
Yeah, plenty of confidence to go into that Palace game from the performance at Burnley, isn't it, for you?
No, very, very much so. As I said, if you can do that the way we played there and keep the ball, I just thought that the goal we lost was poor, but we certainly created chances and looked really good in certain times of the game.
Yeah, and 3 points can make a hell of a difference in this league, can't it? Because it's still so tight, isn't it?
Are we sitting 13th, joint 13th? So, it's bizarre. So, I think we should have beaten Tottenham. There's no two ways about it. And we should have maybe beaten, hang on to Southampton game, won the day. It's 9 points. You'd be sitting right up there and you wouldn't have this always chasing the points sort of thing. So, you're right what you're saying. One or two wins, it catapults you up there.
I was just going to say, you've been in football too long enough to know that one win can catapult, can't it? Mm. And you could be up there all of a sudden in the top ten by the time Christmas comes around.
No, it does. It just even looks good, regardless if you're up a few positions. But the joint 13th, whereas the other week they were sitting down at 16th and things like that. So it's certainly better reading what it was a few weeks ago.